to stay and have a look around, if I may.
Please do.
I've often walked by your shop before, but never summoned up the courage to open the door.
Why is that, if I may be so bold to ask? There are no snakes or grizzly bears.
Right, but there's something else I feared would bite or sting. I can't quite put my finger on it, but that's what kept me hesitating.
I see. Maybe you felt secure in a crowd, a flock.
I guess.
Now the birds have flown and left you on your own. Is your apprehension over, or still to be addressed?
My initial hurdle's conquered, as you see, but I've a hunch a scarecrow hides in a nook, and an inkling that his jacket's made of dust, wrinkled, yellowing, and musty. I swear the fellow resides inside that book.
Which one?
That one.
Are you sure?
Yes, indeed, he's coming at me. Pick me quick, he cries.
Really? What is it then that disturbs you so? He sounds more like a friend than a foe.
I know that the anomaly.
Best not buy it if you're in doubt.
That one. But then I'll never know what it's about.
Oh, how unfortunate. But you see, your happiness is my priority. Can't have my customers ill at ease. I'll just pop it back.
No, stop. Wait a sec. What the heck? I'll take it, please. What an invention, this wonderful parcel of words and sentences.
Neatly bound, clearly printed,
and paragraphs.
Perfectly entitled.
What are the drab, a rectangular slab becomes another wall.
With a fly-leaf dedication.
As you unwrap its pages, content and form, boundaries and style. Why can't life borrow that once in a while and take you away from the drudgery and jumble? Add a little pep, an interesting story, or just make it easy, smooth and humble.
Novels can transport you, sure thing.
That one.
Pick it up and you could take wings.
Let it be my captor from the very first chapter.
Would you like a bag?
No, thanks. I'll read it now.